Thank you. Thank you very much, President. Before I pass the floor back to you, I want to just share some additional elements following what my colleagues have said, in particular a clarification regarding the definition of torture, which was raised by Australia. I just want to say that Togo has reviewed its criminal code in 2016 precisely to align the definition of torture in the Togolese torture with that in international instruments. And so we are now completely in harmony in terms of the definition of torture with international law. I also want to, on the same subject, move on to another point and build on what my colleagues have said. The National Prevention Mechanism, which is under the aegis of the National Human Rights Commission, has a monitoring process in the context of its strategic plan. And in the weeks and months to come, the Togolese government will undertake constructive dialogue with the National Human Rights Commission and its NPM concerning the elements where we need to make more progress in order to perfect our preventive process, but also the penalties where cases of torture are upheld. That brings me to two other matters. The first relates to the claims by a number of countries relating to discrimination on sexual orientation or gender identity. I just want to say here that Togo protects the entirety of its residents, foreigners and nationals, on an equal footing without any discrimination regarding the origin, source or motives of that discrimination or discrimination they might be subject to. So we provide support to all Togolese people and all those residing in Togo against any forms of discrimination regarding of its origin or motivation. Now, in terms of the recognition of or decriminalisation of offences relating to acts between people of the same sex that run against nature. Now, in terms of sexual orientation, Togo does recognise heterosexual relations. But all those acts differing from heterosexual relations are not part of Togolese values, Togolese mores and Togolese society. And so that isn't being considered at the moment. We do, however, recognise as well a relationship between a man and a woman in our law, and that's sanctified in law, and nothing else really enters into our societal values, and we don't currently have any process thinking about that at the moment. Now, in terms of the ratification of the Statute of Rome, I just want to recall that in the context of Togolese law, the ratification of the Statute of Rome does represent some constitutional obstacles in Togo, and it does therefore require a constitutional reflection process and a constitutional review in some very important areas. At the moment, Togo is not planning, therefore, to ratify the Statute of Rome. Nonetheless, taking into account the significance of some offences of the Statute of Rome, Togo has internalised in its criminal code in 2015 comprehensively all of the offences which are also enshrined in the Statute of Rome, with competence given to Togolese courts in this area. Today, Togolese courts are able to judge any offences under the Rome Statute, therefore, in the context of national jurisdiction. Now, to conclude on the matter of political dialogue, which was raised by the USA, I want to just reassure the delegation of the USA that Togo has a long-standing tradition of political dialogue and has permanent ongoing consultation in this area, and Togo will continue to hold that dialogue with all political actors and civil society in order to improve the enjoyment of civil and political rights in our country. Well, thank you very much, President. Those are the initial responses that we want to